The White House has issued a proclamation for November, Native American Heritage Month. The official announcement states, "We celebrate Indigenous peoples, past and present, and rededicate ourselves to honoring tribal sovereignty, promoting tribal self-determination, and upholding the United States' solemn trust and treaty responsibilities to tribal nations. America has not always delivered on its promise of equal dignity and respect for Native Americans." President Biden added that his administration is engaging in meaningful consultation with tribal leaders, particularly when it comes to treaty rights, reserved rights, management and stewardship of federal lands, consideration of indigenous knowledge, and other policies that affect Native people. He went on to say it is why he appointed Secretary Deb Haaland to be the first ever Native American cabinet secretary, and why more than 50 Native Americans now serve in significant roles across the executive branch. An Alaska medical school has a record number of Indigenous students. That number is 3. Across the nation, medical schools are seeing a drop in already low enrollment numbers for Native students. A medical school program in Alaska is doubling down on its efforts to bolster its Indigenous student body through early outreach, relationship building in tribal communities, and inviting Indigenous alumni to serve as mentors. The University of South Dakota has 4 graduating med school students this year. One of them is Meredith Keith from Cheyenne River. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.